Glenn in Illinois is dealing with a leaky water heater. It's leaking into the furnace? What's going on?
Well, no, it's actually, it's leaning. It's
oh, leaning.
Really stressing
okay.
me out. It's, the water heater is leaning.
Huh.
And the furnace is next to it. And there's
right.
like the together there, the leaning tower pieces.
Oh, good
towards,
Lord.
Towards each other. Whoever did the furnace or the water heater, they cut the floor joists.
Oh no!
In the crawl space. So.
Oh man, what a mess! So you've got a water. You got a water heater problem. You've got a structural problem.
Yes.
And a furnace problem.
And so the reason it's leaning is because the floor joist is cut underneath it.
Exactly. And
all right.
I've gotten under there and put in a couple of what do they call those things that screw up underneath and kind of support
it? Oh, like
it.
some
like
jacks.
A jack.
Yeah, a jack. Exactly. Mm. I put
all
a couple
right.
of those under there, but it seems to be making it worse.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you have a cut floor joist, you have to sister it. You have to put a new one next to it. And sometimes that's a little bit tricky, but that's the only way to properly reinforce it. In terms
you
of
have
the sag.
Jack it above the,
well, not necessarily jack it. You have to put it side by side. What I was going to tell you is that once a floor sags, it's really hard to get it back in place. Sometimes you can pick it up a little bit, and then you attach this new floor joist across the cut one, and then that ends up carrying the load, so to speak, and you would glue it and screw it or nail it together or even bolt it. It's called a sister joist. Think of it as a splint over the broken one.
Oh, do you have to take the weight off of it in order to do that?
No. No, no, you leave everything that's there. You just sort of work this one up next to it. Sometimes you might have pipes or wires in the way that have to be adjusted or temporarily removed to get it in there. But in a perfect situation, you're going to want to go from the foundation wall all the way to the girder if it's that kind of a floor joist so that you cover it with as long a piece as possible. So I would also caution you that if you try to straighten out the water heater, it may go from a leaning water heater to a leaking water heater because you'll be putting stress on the pipes. So you might just want to kind of leave everything where it is, but reinforce that joist so it doesn't cause any further damage.
Hmm. Okay. Excellent. Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.